Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
T-minus 5 hours and counting. T-minus 5 hours and counting. And the first debate, are you nervous? Are you a little wigged out by this whole thing? Because it is, after all, 2020. Welcome to the show. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show, of course. And listen, I'm trying to figure out if I like talking about politics this much or I don't. I generally don't, because I think it leads, for myself anyway, getting too wrapped up in it, and I'll be like Jacob and Esau, and I'll sell my birthright for a bowl of stew, right? I'll sell my joy down the road. I'll sell my contentment down the road. I'll just sell all that stuff down the road and just freak out and pull the remainder of my hair out over what's going on in the political realm. And if we're supposed to have a peace that surpasses all understanding, and we are supposed to be able to be free from anxiety, be anxious for nothing, right? For nothing. But in prayer and supplication, make your requests made known to God. And what happens after that? Well, then, I'm going to be okay. God's in control. God's sovereign. Everything's going to be fine. Even tonight and into tomorrow, when they will be talking about this incredible victory for Joe Biden, just gird up your loins and relax. Now, this is serious. That's the other side of the coin. On one side, we have God's sovereignty, the promise of our salvation, and an eternal peace and bliss with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's one side. And the other side is the here and the now, which is an increasing dumpster fire. And so that's just the tension that we live in here in the Christian life, and that's just the way it goes. So tonight, as we go down this road, I mean, there's serious consequences here. I think this election is an existential threat to the American way of life. I've never seen it like this. You haven't either. I think we're all on the same page there with this one. And so my question for you is, what are you expecting tonight? What are you nervous about? Are you nervous about Trump going too hot and heavy on Biden, and then he appears to be picking on him? And Biden, is he going to keep it together, or is he going to get into kind of his gaffe, losing his place? Just some really painful moments over the last couple months that just, I mean, really is uncomfortable to watch. I don't take any pleasure in that, nor should I as a follower of Christ. And so pray. Well, but today, sometime on the show, or at least after the show on Facebook Live, we'll pray for this debate tonight. We'll pray over it. We'll pray for the candidates. And then we'll see what happens. And because Joe Biden is the oldest presidential candidate in the history of the country. Did you know that? The oldest. And in the last 88 years, we've only fired three presidents. So by firing a president, I mean they only got their first term. And then we said, adios. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You're out of here. We fired them. Thank you, Donald Trump. You're fired. We've only done it three times in the last 88 years. It was Hoover in 1932. It was Carter in 1980. It was Bush 41 in 1992. Okay? So a lot on the line tonight. Going to be crazy. It's unpredictable. And again, I think it's going to be Joe Biden wins, because all he has to do is show up and keep it marginally together. That's all he has to do. And then what about Trump? Do you want Trump to be Trump and just Sleepy Joe, Crazy Joe, all this stuff, just go hard at him? Or do you want him to back off a little, be a little more quote-unquote presidential? I'm just curious what you think. What are you expecting? What are your predictions? What are you worried about? What are your feelings about tonight's debate? I'm going to spend the whole hour talking to you about this. So that would require both of us to be in on the conversation. You do your part here on Facebook Live, and people chiming in there, which I appreciate. You can join us on the Steve Noble Show on Facebook and join us right here in the studio, which looks awesome these days, by the way. Praise the Lord for that. Or you can call in, because that's the way we normally do it. So I'd love to hear from you today on your thoughts, your feelings, your predictions about tonight's debate. 9 p.m. Eastern time to 10:30 p.m. I really don't at this rate know how Biden's going to be able to handle that physically and mentally, but we're certainly going to find out unless something we pull a 2020 between now and 9 p.m. Eastern. 866-348-7884 is the number. Would love to hear from you. I want to see what you're thinking, see what you're feeling, see what you're predicting. Where are you at? This is like all bets are off, kind of. We've never really walked into a debate scenario like this one. 866 348 7884 is our number and want to hear from you today. I mean, I can talk my way through this entire show every day. That's what the Lord has called me to do. But every once in a while, I just want to hit kind of zip up my mouth, and I would love to hear from you. I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate where you're at. I learn from you. We can learn from each other, especially in the body of Christ as we go down this road together here in the United States of America. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Your thoughts, your feelings, your predictions about tonight's debate. What are you worried about? Are you worried about Trump just going hardcore, being too much Trump? Is that going to backfire? Because Joe Biden, in the day, was not exactly a wimpy guy. You know, I'll take him out back and beat the tar out of him and all that kind of stuff. But are you worried about Trump maybe going over the top with Joe Biden, who might look like an innocent older gentleman who's being compromised and attacked and marginalized by his slightly younger opponent? Maybe that's a concern for you. Or maybe you're thinking, Trump, maybe just let it all fly, man. You're not worried about that at all. That's what got him here. That's the way he's been for 4 years. So why ask him to be something different? 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. And hopefully we'll be answering the phones over there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm looking at a ringing phone right now. But it's 2020, so everything's on the table. Okay, so what are they going to talk about tonight? Chris Wallace from Fox News, who tends to, if you've watched him in debate environments before, tends to go, I think he goes a little bit harder on Republicans than he does on Democrats. What's behind that? I have no idea. But six topics on the table tonight, okay? Six. And here they are. And I don't know what order they're going to be in. Their records. Trump's record, Biden's record. Biden's got 47 years. Trump has 47 months. So they're going to be talking about their record. They're going to be talking about the Supreme Court situation with Amy Coney Barrett and the opening of the Supreme Court. And boy, you shouldn't do that. Do this after the next election, yada, yada, you know where that's going to go. They're going to talk about COVID-19 because Joe Biden's going to try to paint Donald Trump as the most incompetent president in the history of presidents, just completely blowing off the fact that for three full years, this country was going in a direction we have rarely seen, meaning up, and then all of a sudden COVID, the China virus, whatever you want to call it, whatever Trump calls it tonight. So Trump, Biden record, SCOTUS, Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, and this is what Biden's going to try to do again, and say this is a terrible economy, you can't do it, look what he's done to the economy, except he didn't do it. We did it to ourselves and COVID and China and Democrat leaders. Race and violence in the cities, and then election integrity. That's all on the table tonight, hour and a half, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, available all over the place. So we'll do a debrief tomorrow. But today, curious what you're thinking. What are you expecting for tonight? 866-348-7884. Give us a call. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. So what are we waiting for? Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, pretty late for Joe Biden, 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 10:30 p.m., an hour and a half, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, debate number one. Is it going to be a debate? Is it going to be a debacle? Is it going to be somewhere in between? Just curious what you think. And people on Facebook Live chiming in are like, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about this. You know, this could go south. And I think the stakes have never been higher, not my lifetime. I think these are existential threats to the future of the nation. That's why it's a big deal. We're talking about politics more than I typically do. But these are very serious days. And we only have, 37, 38 of them left, allegedly, until November 3rd. And then whatever happens at that point. I think the only way we wake up on November 4th with knowing who the president is that there's a massive landslide. I think that could still happen. I think even though I was looking through all these polls, and by the way, if you want to chime in today, I'm just asking you, what do you think about tonight? How you feeling about tonight? What's your prediction about tonight? Do you have any concerns about Biden versus Trump and how they're going to act and how this is going to go down? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And the Real Clear Politics has just a conglomeration of polls, okay? Starting with the most recent one, Monmouth poll, 924 to 927, Biden up 5. And I go all the way down this poll from now, it's September, right now, down to the beginning of April. And I see nothing but Biden plus. One time it's a tie, and one time Rasmussen had Trump up by one. That's it. Every poll, every major poll between now and all the way back to the beginning of April. Biden. But we've heard that before, right? Everybody thought for sure Hillary Clinton would be the next president of the United States. Obviously, she was not. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number. 866-34-TRUTH. Oh, we were going to go to Rita there in Durham and lost her. Let's go to Jackie in Charlotte. Jackie, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead. Hey, Jackie,
oh,
are you
Jackie?
There? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're
Charlotte?
Up. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I think Okay. Hi. I was just praying when you came on. I truly, truly am praying that Trump will just go with God's wisdom tonight, and that they won't be attacking each other severely, and that he'll just speak wholesome words that are encouraging to us. And I want to ask you, do you ever get into Sid Ross prophetic?
I mean, I've heard a little bit. I don't go down that road too much myself.
And I haven't really gotten into that, except I've been having a lot of my friends sending me those on my Facebook, and I have actually posted some. But there are, there's a Ken Clement and several others, and of course, I think some of these went back several years. But they're all saying that, you know, God, he is God ordained that irregardless, of course, we still have to get out and vote, but irregardless,
yep, that's right,
he is going to be our next president. There's been every single one of them have had these prophetic dreams, even going back, like I say, several years.
Yeah.
And all this stuff that's happened seems to them, it's really happening. These people are. And I know that there were great prophets that God used in the Old Testament, and there are great prophets on this earth.
Yeah, and then on that note, Jackie, I'm just going to... Yeah, let me just jump in there. And on that note, I appreciated what you said, and I've got to get to other callers. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
I know you do
today.
But I just hope that he's going to not be attacking so much.
Yeah, that's right.
Just really calming down a little bit, because I think that would be very good, don't you?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people agree with that, but there's other people that are like, no, let Trump got here by being Trump. Trump didn't get here by being somebody else and by toning it down.
And
It was a bloodbath during the Republican primary. It continued in that tone during the general election, and he won, and it's been that way for 4 years. So I think for any of us to think all of a sudden he's going to be a little more self-controlled, maybe. I mean, he has been the president for 3.5
years. Well, we'll find out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
God bless, and I pray he gets in there. That's my heartfelt prayer.
Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks for calling. And a great reminder. Thank you for that, Jackie, that, hey, pray all you want. Watch the videos you want. You know, listen to the people, you know, being prophetic stuff here and there. But you need to pray, and you need to vote. Apathy is not an option for a Christian, okay? Here in the United States of America, I've said this time and time again, all these laws, who we put in office, that affects pretty much everybody, and all those people are your neighbor. So if you just back out, say, I'm just going to pray. I'm not going to actually do anything. I'm just going to pray. And prayer is our most powerful tool, no doubt about it. I'm going to talk about that on Theology Thursday with cultural engagement and salt and light. But if you're not stepping up to the plate and voting, then I think that's a violation. I think it's a violation of neighbor love, which is a violation of God love. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. What are your feelings about tonight's debate? First one, and a big one, obviously. Debbie, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Okay. I love your show. Thank you. I've learned so much from you. But here's something I've been thinking about. And, you know, Mr. Biden's not been anywhere past, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
What if they reset his clock? Because the sundowner syndrome for dementia people kicks in about 8 o'clock. But what if that's going to be his new morning?
Right. Rush Limbaugh's been talking about. Yeah, and I know Rush Limbaugh's been talking about that a lot, Debbie. And it's kind of a sad, heartbreaking reality. I mean, my political flesh is like, oh, let's take advantage of that. But my gospel side, I mean, when I see a Biden and I watch how he handles things and I watch him lose his way, I mean, my heart goes out to the guy and thinking who's the puppet master behind all this. But yeah, I mean, nothing really. I wouldn't take anything off the table at this point, because it is 2020 after all. And this is the biggest prize on the planet, politically speaking, is the presidency of the United States. And yeah, I don't know how he's going to handle it, because he hasn't been doing much of anything. And then all of a sudden, he's going to do an hour and a half with Donald Trump. It's crazy. I mean, are you nervous, a little bit nervous about tonight, Debbie?
I keep telling myself, God is in control.
Yep.
God is in control. I don't think I can even stand to watch the debate.
Yeah.
But he, I may watch a little bit, but we have to remember, we may feel sorry for him, but if he can't stand 90 minutes with Donald Trump,
how
is he going to represent America at the G8?
Exactly right.
How is he going to represent America?
How's he going to do the job, period?
How's he going to be? Yeah. Well, somebody can hide in the background. Somebody can do the job.
Right.
But
yeah.
You cannot have somebody else attending the G8 meeting.
Yeah. Really remarkable.
You got to be there.
Yep. Debbie, thanks so much for calling in, and I appreciate your encouragement.
Thanks so much.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye. 866-348-7884. How are you feeling about tonight's debate, and do you want Donald Trump to kind of tone it down a little bit? You know, hey, ease back a little bit. Don't be quite as Trumpian as you usually are. But like I said, that's how he got here, and that's who he is. And I think you want to talk about old dogs and new tricks, go ahead. I just don't think he has that gear. I think he can be strategic. Early on in the COVID thing, it was around April where his tone changed. I think as he came to full appreciation of what this thing could do, which it didn't, but what it could do in real American lives, and I think he loves the country, and I think he cares about people genuinely. And all of a sudden, there was a different tone with him in those press conferences. But after a while, that wears out. And then, you know, Trump is Trump, and that's what got him here. Now, will it change tonight? Because he's dealing with the oldest presidential candidate in the history of the country. And again, as a reminder, we've only fired a sitting president 3 times in the last 88 years. That was Hoover in 32, Carter in 1980, and Bush 41 in 1992. Usually, we reelect. But with the economy in the shape that it is, a lot of times people will vote their pocketbooks. But do you really think Joe Biden's the guy to bring him back? Trump can tonight. I'm sure he's going to say, hey, we built it once. We'll do it again. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. A reminder, if you're here in the Raleigh area, 5:30 p.m. today, we've talked about it several times, put it up on Facebook several times, Black Voters Matter Freedom Fest and Unity Rally. Free dinner tonight. Probably going to be indoors because there's some crazy rain coming into the Raleigh area if you're here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. 5:30, especially if you're African-American and you are willing to come listen, perhaps because the odds are that you're a Democrat, you vote Democrat. 93-94% of African-Americans do every 2 years in the election. So odds are pretty good, obviously. But I would implore all of us, this is where it helps for me as a conservative to have conversations with people that are not conservatives. Because it forces me to deal with my own positions when they're attacked or questioned, or people bring up other points that are valid or good. And then I have to dig in, and I have to do my homework, and I have to make sure I'm not just towing the company line because it's easy, and I'm not just towing the company line because it's emotional, and that's just who I am. I've always done that. Well, if we continue down that road, that is terrible for this country. That's why we've gotten to where we're at. That's why civics understanding is so low. That's why you've got a large percentage of millennials and Gen Z, especially Gen Z right now, pretty much 22 and under, that are clueless about World War II. They don't know anything about Adolf Hitler. They don't know that Hitler killed 6 million Jews and 12 million total. They don't know. But we're emotional. We sure do raise our hands in the air, and we sure do put on our bumper stickers and wear our T-shirts and put our stuff on social media. But people are massively ignorant on the issues. Just like we've got, unfortunately, in the church, tons of people that love the Lord but aren't very good students of his word. And that's the same problem in politics. So if you're an African-American that's perhaps never voted for a Republican, I would ask you, just like I would ask anybody on quote-unquote my side of the aisle, have you ever listened to the arguments of the other side? I mean, in a substantive way, or had a conversation with somebody that doesn't agree with you on much of anything but can make good points. Because it really does force you. It's kind of like as we think about in the body of Christ, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We should all be intellectually honest enough to at least hear somebody out. And so perhaps that would be enough of a reason for you. And free dinner, and it'll be in some great speakers tonight from 5:30 to 7, well ahead of the debate, which starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Black Voters Matter, Freedom Fest, and Unity Rally. I'll put the link up again on Facebook live right now. I've put it on Facebook. If you just Google that, Black Voters Matter Rally, it'll come up. The information's all there. Again, it's free. Starts at 5:30 today, and I'll be there myself, so come join us. And then just listen. I think we all could do our country a good service if we would listen and become more educated, okay? But today I'm questioning you. What are you thinking about tonight's debate? Are you curious? Are you concerned? Are you going to watch it? Are you not going to watch it? Can't stand it? 866-348-7884 is our number. I'm not quite sure. I know they're doing some computer work there in the mothership, but hopefully we'll be okay answering the phones right now. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. I just want to hear your thoughts, your feelings about tonight's debate. And a lot's on the line. There's no question about that. There's no denying that. This is a big deal. It's not going to sway most people, but it's going to sway some. And it's the some in the middle that are going to make or break the election, including turning out. And I think right now, the Republicans, the Trump base is very energized. The Biden base is not. Now, despite all that, like I said a minute ago, you go look at the Real Clear Politics, which is just showing you polling data from all these different pollsters, literally from the most recent one, Monmouth. The Monmouth poll from September 24th to the 27th has Biden up 5. OK, I go all the way down. I'm scrolling down the page on my computer. OK, I'm all the way back to January 3rd. The IBD tip poll and then the CNN poll and the Fox News poll. This is the beginning of January. All had Biden up +2, +9, +9. And you go from January to today, you will only see two rows where the name Trump shows up. +1, that was Rasmussen, September 15th. And then all the way down, sliding all the way down, I see a tie in the IBD poll in April 29th. There's a tie. There's another tie with the Fox News poll on April 7th. And then all the way down to February 18th, I see Trump +4 from Emerson. That's it from January till today. But is tonight really going to matter? That's the question. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. My friend Clay calling in from Raleigh. How are you, buddy? Go right ahead.
Hey, brother. God bless you, man. Wonderful to talk to you on a day like this because I got a feeling, you know, last time you and I talked, you and I had a heart-to-heart conversation. You know, you had asked, I think it was 5 years ago around this time, that you had asked for people to call in and ask what their thoughts were about this president, our President Trump, you know, running for president. And yeah. I gave you my viewpoint. And I said, well, he don't have a yellow stripe down his back. And I said, you know, he's got the intestinal fortitude and all this other stuff. So, you know, here we are. 35 days plus out from seeing what's going to happen on November 3rd. And I got a feeling it's going to be real interesting, but I tell you, man, between you and I, it's really shaky. It's really scary because, you know, just to hear some of your wonderful working cohorts that come on between 12 and 1230, I listened to them a couple of weeks ago, you know, giving the breakdown on stuff. And, you know, when he was elected president, he gave raises to the military every year that he has been in office where he stands and what he's doing. The person before him did not do that. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I could be, but if I heard them say it right, that things were taken away from the military, even they took some money from back. To do stuff. Okay. That's a scary thought because I was in the military myself. I was a force of air. And you know, I just would like to say that, you know, when you take something away, God, the Father does not like division and subtraction. He likes addition and multiplication to get things accomplished to his kingdom. The thing is, I would like to see this happen for 4 more years because he has done some stuff and people can say what they care to say that, you know, he hasn't really done much for the COVID-19. Come on.
Yeah.
Who is everybody to think?
Well, somebody recently, Clay, let me just jump in there. Somebody recently said, you know, Trump, in terms of his presidency and everything, is kind of like watching sausage be made. It's not a very pretty process all the time, but you sure do like the results. And I posted something yesterday on Facebook, was a huge list of all these really incredible accomplishments that have happened in the last 3.5 years. And then, a lot of people juxtapose. I struggle with the way Trump handles things, the way he talks to people, some of the stuff he says, some of the stuff he tweets. But then I turn around and look at what he's done and I go, okay, I can live with that tension. I can't. Now, some people just, oh, I just can't stand it. But this is we're in Realville here, to quote Rush Limbaugh. We live in Realville, and there are actual problems out there. There are nightmares out there. There is an existential threat to the future of the country, and this stuff matters. So whether you like his approach or not, you have to judge really based on results, because that's what matters. More than the approach is the results. We didn't hire him to be our moral compass. We hired him to be the president, and I think he's done a great job of it.
Yes, sir, I agree with you. And you know, what's more interesting and even sad is that these people are getting drawn in. And I received a notification. I get these interesting notifications, brother, about certain things that are going on. And, you know, this thing is just like people are getting drawn into the negativity. And, you know, what will happen? What will people think or do if Sleepy Joe is elected? Think about this. If that happens, just think about the fallout, because, you know, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a scared person. I'm a bit fearful for what's going to happen, because I keep talking to people, brothers and sisters in the
sure.
Lord, and they are saying that we are seeing the domino effect and the biblical thing take place and all this stuff that's going on. And I tell you, brother, if in fact it does happen, people better not be crying or, you know, whatever, and saying, well, you know, what happened? Because
I want to grab some other calls here, Clay, but I would just caution everybody, don't hit your cart to the wrong horse. Do not hit your cart to the horse known as Donald Trump or the horse known as the United States of America. Those things are important, and it matters, and the country's made up of real people made in the image of God. But if your cart is hitched to that horse of politics or even the national debate, then you're selling your joy down the river. You're like, it's like I said earlier, right back to Jacob and Esau, and you're selling your birthright for a bowl of stew. And don't do that. We need to be a peculiar people that have this peace that passes all understanding, and we're not anxious for anything because we know who our Father is. We know He's on the throne. We know He loves us, that He's actually in control, and we can trust His providence. And one day this will all be a distant memory. In the meantime, these are serious issues. They affect people who are made in the image of God, and we care and we engage. So that we kind of live in that tension. But Clay, always great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in today, buddy.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Thanks for everything you're doing.
You're welcome.
God,
you're welcome.
Be careful and safe, brother.
Amen. You too as well. All right, Tim in Gibsonville and Bob in Raleigh, I'm going to hold you guys through the break because I've only got about 25 seconds left, and I want to give you the time to talk. So hopefully you'll be able to hold. If you want to jump in on the last segment of the show, 866-348-7884. What are you worried about? Are you confident? What's your prediction? Who's going to come out on top tonight? Biden or Trump? Hey, listen, the media's already got that answer for you. It's Joe Biden, because all he needs to do is kind of show up and stay in there. Just hang in there, Joe, and they'll crown you the king tonight. But is that going to be the reality? I don't know. Is Trump going to lose it? I don't know. We should all be praying. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Another reminder, several of our callers today have brought this up. Even if you can't bring yourself to watch tonight, you don't have any interest, you're like, I'm so sick of this, at least pray. We'll pray together before the end of the show, and I'll pray together with my Facebook Live friends after the show's over. At least pray tonight. Pray for truth to be revealed. Pray for facts to come out, that we actually have information that can help us make good decisions. Okay? Pray for that. And then discernment for the voters, and especially for Christians. Okay, discernment through the power of the Holy Spirit to see truth. We want the truth. Give me the facts. I was just talking about this on Facebook Live during the break. You're going to hire somebody. You come, hey, I like your shirt, Mr. Noble. Hey, you like Star Wars? Now, let's talk about your work experience and what you've actually done. Let's talk about what you've done. Not what you plan to do. Not what you say you care about. Let's actually look at what you have cared about. What have you produced or not produced? That's what I want to see tonight. What about you? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. These guys were on hold for too long. Sorry about that, Tim. Let's try Bob and Raleigh. Bob, you still there? Thanks for holding. I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm here, brother. Good afternoon to you.
Good evening. Hey, thanks for calling.
I don't know if you know who I am, but a Friday morning attendee with you for Danny Lotz.
Awesome.
Men of fellowship. So, you know, I wanted to just make a couple of points. Number one is my wife constantly reminded me this is in God's hands, and whether no matter how it turns out, He's going to still be in charge of His kingdom.
Yep.
So I think I understand that fully. I just sometimes am fearful, and like, which is a sin, of course. But I listen quite often, most every week, to the Upper Room of Christ and Pastor Wooden.
Uh-huh.
And I've attended his services a handful of times. And, you know, the bottom line is I think that African-American population, I think they're going to surprise everybody this year, because until this COVID started, things had dramatically improved in their lives. You know, whether black women, single men, families, whatever it was, things had gotten a lot better in this economy for that population. And I don't think they realized that Trump had a lot to do with that. And so I really feel like we're going to look at 20 to 25% of the population that's going to be very quiet about it when they
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
And going into the voting booth, but they're gonna surprise everybody, because I think they also remember that the historical black colleges, associations, and universities and colleges have received significant money as a result of Donald Trump being
yep.
president that they never got from Barack Obama.
That's
or
right.
Any other president prior
That's right.
to that. They always had to ask for money, and they got a little bit. And then Trump said, you know, you shouldn't have to ask every year for this stuff.
Yeah,
this should
yeah.
be just an understood amount of money that we're going to make available to these universities. So I think that there's a lot of smart people that are remembering that
Absolutely.
As well.
Yep.
And, you know, the bottom line is as he said back in 2016, you know, you've never tried that. You know,
right.
give it a
That's
try.
Right. Yep,
and
give it a try.
The results in 2.5 years up to COVID were marked and significant. So I just hope and pray that they recall that. And, you know, the bottom line is, I get so tired of hearing about black and white and everything else.
Yeah.
To me, we're either brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, or then we're different by
Amen.
Not being.
That's right. Yeah, it's a great point. Bob, I really appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to the day when we're actually all back in the same room together on Friday morning. That would be awesome.
Next week, on Fridays, every other week is going to be.
Praise the Lord.
We're gathering on the
Yeah, the fourth, garage
on
thing.
The,
yeah.
fourth level of the parking deck.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Bob, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate you. Thanks
all
for
right.
the encouragement.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, too. Thanks so much. And that's a great point. Bishop Wooden and I were talking. You know, you guys know that Bishop Wooden and I have been really good friends for a while. And, We talked about this a couple years ago. You can bring the radio level down a little bit. I got a lot of buzzing in my ear. And we talked a few years ago. He goes, hey Steve, here's my idea. I think in an upcoming presidential election year, every adult age African-American should re-register as an independent and then just put a sign on the door, and metaphorically put a sign on the door that just says open for business. Come talk to us. Let's have an actual on the table interview. What have you done? What have you, because it matters to you, what have you promised? This is like an employee review, right? So you do that with the Democrat Party. What have you promised? What have you promised us? You've been giving us a lot of lip service and promised a lot of things for these years, and you know, we still got some government programs going on. But are we beginning to flourish? Are we coming out of that rut? So let's talk about what you've said, and then let's talk about what you've done, right? Because we know people can pad their resumes. Right. And then you bring the Republicans in and go, okay, well, you know what? It's nice that you're here, because you haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to us. You just kind of wrote us off. And I know we gave you some reason to write us off, but I'm glad you're here today. So let's talk about things that you've done in the past and how you can translate some of that victory into the African-American community. And then Donald Trump just comes in and he's like, I don't know the man's heart. So what drives it? I don't know. I actually think he does care about the country. I think he genuinely cares about people. Is he an obnoxious jerk sometimes? Absolutely. So am I. You might be surprised. In my baser nature, I can't believe that's the same Steve Noble. Yeah, I got issues. Okay, we all do. But you can judge him by the way he acts, by the way he tweets, by the what he says, or you can judge him by what he does. Man looks on the outside, but God judges the heart. And just like the Pharisees, they're like, hey, we're keeping the law. And Jesus is like, yeah, you guys are like whitewashed tombs, right? You look really nice on the outside, but on the inside, you're full of dead bones. Or you're like a whitewashed cup. You clean the outside of the cup, but the inside is filthy. So we can look at the outside and go, I don't really like that. That doesn't look so good. That's Who sinned, that guy or his parents? What's up with that? Or you look at the inside, and what have you done? Because with the Pharisees, here's how this kind of plays out. They're like, hey, we're following all these rules. And then Jesus doubles down on everything, right? Just like adultery. You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. Okay, that's the law. But I say, now he's raising the bar. He's going to the heart, okay? Not on the outside where you can fool everybody. He's going to the heart. But I say, if you even lust after a woman, you've committed adultery already. And everybody's like, oh, man, that's rough. Exactly. Yes, it is, because it's the heart which counts. So you can play on the outside all nice, but the inside can be rotten. So Trump can play all nasty on the outside, but what has he actually done? Let's look at his fruit. And not the fruit of his lips, but the fruit of his actions as the president. And I know for a lot of people, and younger people especially, I know that I understand you going, I just don't know that I can vote for a guy, quote, guy like that. Okay. But we all have blood on our ledger. We're all sinners. We're all scumbags at some level. Okay? So that you acknowledge that, but then set it aside for a second and go, did we hire the president of the United States to be a moral compass for us or to do the job well? And to try to lead the country in a way that benefits as many people as possible. And that's exactly what was happening for 3 years. And then we had all the COVID mess. And then people politicizing that. And a lot of great things happened in this country despite this ongoing persecution of the president, prosecution of the president, investigation of the president, Russia, this, that, the other thing, the impeachment. Despite all that, there's a lot of great things that happen. So for me, I just go, I can separate how he acts from what he does. And I am not, I don't gloss over anything. There's a lot of things about it I'm nervous about tonight because I know I'm going to see some bashing and some unloving stuff. And for me as a Christian, that grieves me. But that's not his job, ultimately, to set some kind of a moral, behavioral, public graces compass for the country. His job is to do the job of the presidency. And as far as you strip away the man and just look at the results, and the results, in many ways, have been excellent. So tonight, I hope, personally, that he just sticks to the record. And when Trump and when Biden wants to throw a coronavirus at him, say, okay, that's fine. Yeah, we've had a rough ride for 9 months. But look at what we did in 3.5, and that's back to what Trump said. I've done more for this country, Joe, in 47 months than you've done in 47 years. You and our former president didn't do long-term funding for historical black colleges and universities. You guys didn't create the lowest unemployment rate for African-Americans and Hispanics and others. You guys didn't do any meaningful prison reform. I did. I'm trying to reduce the number of black babies that are being killed in abortion clinics. You didn't. That wasn't a stated goal of yours. I've done more in 47 months than you've done in 47 years. But can he restrain his baser nature and in this country anymore in 2020 in the social media world? Does it even matter? Now that's sad, isn't it? And that's not a mark on Donald Trump. That's a mark on all of us. If these guys are ripping each other to shreds tonight, your spirit should grieve over that. Like, I grieve over some movies that I see, war movies especially. I'm just like, look at what we will do to one another. Look at how we'll debase one another. Look at what we'll say. Look at what we'll do. Look at these horrific things that we're capable of. Like the one Puritan writer once said that the seed of every sin exists in every human heart. Look at what we're capable of. That should grieve you. If Trump rips into Biden tonight, you shouldn't be cheering like it's a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You can go, okay, I hope this is good for the country ultimately, which is good for people. But when these guys are ripping each other to shreds, you shouldn't enjoy that, okay? And these are serious matters. So dear Lord, we just pray right now over both these men. We pray for truth to be revealed. We pray for some level of dignity and respect. And Lord, just discernment for the people in the church and a wake-up call for the people outside of the church, that we would see the truth, that we would set aside the exteriors and look at the interiors and look at facts, look at records, and what's best for the people, 330 million people made in your image in this country, Lord. We pray that you will superintend over all that in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. I'll talk to you definitely tomorrow about the debate. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.